In September 2004, I joined Amazon as a product manager. And at the first all-hands meeting I attended, our founder and CEO, Jeff Bezos, said something that has stuck with me ever since. When we got to Q&A time, someone in the crowd of about 5,000 people got up and asked a question about retailing. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but Jeff came back with an answer most of us didn't expect. Amazon, he said, is not a retailer. We're a software company. That seemed like a strange thing to say, especially given so many Amazon employees at the time came from either Walmart, an actual retailer, or from Microsoft, an actual software company. Both sets of employees were equally surprised, but Jeff insisted it was true. Most software companies at the time sold software pressed on CD-ROMs, packaged in boxes, and even still bought on a shelf at CompUSA. Jeff's point was that Amazon was just as much a software company as Microsoft or Oracle or Adobe. It just happened that instead of being the product we shipped to customers, our software ran behind the scenes, allowing us to ship brown boxes with books or music or just about anything to someone's doorstep. Our business is not what's in the brown boxes, he said. It's the software that sends the brown boxes on their way. We monetized our software not by selling it directly, but by selling everything else, books, DVDs, and CDs. What's more, the quality of our software would determine whether we succeeded. Our ability to win, Jeff said, is based on our ability to arrange magnetic particles on hard drives better than our competition. I still think that's an incredibly cool way to describe what we did. If you've ever wondered how Amazon became such a global powerhouse over the years that have followed since that 2004 all hands, it's contained in that statement. The key to Amazon's success is that Jeff Bezos understood way sooner than everyone else that he was actually in the software business. In the early 2000s, it seemed that retailers would be threatened by disruption from e-commerce. But as the century progresses on, it's apparent that not just retailers are under siege. Why is it that every industry is rapidly becoming a software industry? That's because there's a true Darwinian evolution playing out. I call it build versus die. It's likely that your industry and your company are changing rapidly due to the threats and opportunities posed by what software can do. When Amazon is mentioned in the context of your industry, does everyone in the room tense up? That's why digital transformation is a hot topic at so many companies. But how to navigate this change is not well understood. If you're like many leaders responsible for driving this change, you're bombarded with software app vendors or consultants who promise to solve it for you. You're inundated with promises, but you're skeptical that just cutting a big check will solve all your problems. And you're right. It's not as easy as just buying a digital disruption strategy from a software company or consultant. Great companies learn to build. Let's see why. From cost center to strategic centerpiece. For a long time, most software companies considered IT something that supported the business. Software and servers that ran the back office or the PC on every desk. You had big software to manage the financials and an even bigger enterprise resource planning ERP system to keep tabs on inventory, shipments, and other kinds of complex logistics. But essentially, this was all bookkeeping of money and materials that mattered most to the bean counters. IT also ensured employees had computers to do their job and printers to, well, print things. In the 1980s and 90s, these were all cost centers, meaning they cost the company money and did not, in and of themselves, make money. So it made sense for many companies to cut corners as much as possible and outsource this function, often to offshore firms where talent was less expensive. When a chief information officer of a company was looking to implement a new solution, they would often undertake the well-known build versus buy process to ask whether they should buy a piece of off-the-shelf software or build their own.